Well, on Friday, the USDA did release their World Agricultural Supply and Demand Report, and according to Deputy Chief Economist Robert Johansson, he said the July report shows that farmers did put more crops into the ground than earlier anticipated.
NAS put out their acreage report, which showed that we planted a lot more acres of crop than we were expecting. We saw that the stock numbers come out for corn, beans that also affected today's production numbers.
Don Roos from U.S. Commodities says the market response to this report had a bearish tint to it.
The other thing that stands out is the fact that government left the yields unchanged on corn and beans, probably not a huge surprise, but I think when you look forward that these ending stocks with good weather moving forward continue to grow, and both on production and ending stock. So supply bearish for right now, and probably add to that down the road.
And while weather has improved in much of the corn and soybean belt, here in Wisconsin we continue to struggle, and even though we didn't see a lot of rain over the weekend, Mike Rankin says those fields are still very wet.
The wet conditions have left these soils just saturated, even in areas where you normally wouldn't think moisture would be a big problem, but even where maybe there wasn't a lot of nitrogen loss, the soils have been so saturated and lack oxygen that you just don't have a functional root system on the plant, and it just isn't growing.
But Ruth says that Wisconsin is the exception, not the norm for this year's growing season, and so he feels there still will be more pressure on prices.
Reports like this can sock in an intermediate low. And by that, I mean we went into the report. This is 10 days in a row down. We had a negative report across the board. We pushed sharply lower. And sometimes lows that you put in today hold for a little bit, and then we start to measure again going forward. But, you know, we do think that big summer lows are probably more around the 1st of August, and the harvest lows are probably on beans more like the first week of October, and the corn is probably more the first week of December.
Well, speaking of prices, they did falter on Friday as July corn dropped fractionally to 3.99¾¢. September, though, off 8 at 3.78¼¢. Beans for July down 34 cents to 12.95¾¢. September now down to 10.99¼¢ per bushel, while July wheat dropped 22 cents to 5.14¾¢ per bushel. As far as the Class 3 trade, July 21.40. September's down to 19.85, and October dipped to 19.79. Actual cheese prices, blocks up 2 cents to 1.97 a pound, barrels 1.98¾¢ per pound, while AA butter lost a penny and a quarter to 2.37¼¢ per pound. Over on the livestock front, slaughter cows, cutter and utilities, 104 to 117, your tops at 120. Most of your slaughter cows, 84 to 103, with slaughter bulls, 105 to 138. Fed cattle, choice beef steers and heifers, 128 to 154. The Holstein steers, 118 to 132. Replacement bull calves, 290 to 410. Heifer calves top at 440. And the colored beef calves from 3 to 570. As far as the butcher hogs, they go from 75 to 86. Feeder lambs to 165. Market lambs, 150 and down. And that is a lowdown on the agriculture front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU.